and welcome to the Critical Eye Asia podcast, Inspiring Leaders to Succeed. I'm Holly Carmichael, your host for today, and the Head of Research and Market Development for Critical Eye's APAC division. So these podcasts are part review, but also very much an expansion of a subject matter, engaging on subjects at the forefront of business leaders' minds. Always topical, thought-provoking, and enabling you to learn from leaders at the very top of their game, who have and continue to deliver amazing results. Now, my guest today, Wesley Payne McClendon, is joining us from Australia. So I feel very fortunate to be joined by him and to learn from the perspective of someone in a successful portfolio career. So Wesley is the chair of the board at the Grow Project Foundation and a non-executive director at Vortex Innovations. And among other roles, Wesley is also one of Critical Eye's fantastic global board mentors. So really lovely to have you here with us today, Wesley.
Lovely to be with you, Ali.
Thanks so much, Wes. So today we'll be discussing some of the key themes that have come out of our recent Asia leadership research, including the skills needed in a period of complex change, the role of the HRD, how to influence board dynamics, and then we'll look at the next generation of leaders, as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion. So Wesley, it's such a pleasure to have you join us, and thanks so much. How are you today?
All well in the hood by the beach.
Well, that sounds absolutely delightful, Wesley. I'm pleased to hear it. I think a good place to start would be just to get an overview of your career in a nutshell, and then we'll pick up on some of the themes that are relevant to the workforce and the board.
Yeah, well, thanks again, Holly. I think the three things that I bring to my portfolio. First, as an executive, I've served in managing director roles and heads of practices of three of the four big fours. So at Mercer in London, I was the practice leader and partner for human capital management services. Ernst & Young, head of people advisory services in Melbourne, and also served with PwC in London and Deloitte in the US. But I've also had an extensive career as an academic, as a professor at Edinburgh, and focusing on human capital management, and then consulting, obviously, with my Big Four experience, but also specifically experience as an executive specific to human resources management and people and culture in a number of countries around the world, in the US, UK, Saudi Arabia, Czech Republic, and a number of other places around the world. So I bring all of that to my experience from running businesses to being a part of a leadership team as an academic and thought leader, and obviously as an executive.
That's great, thanks Wes. And some real global expertise for us to draw upon today. So really looking forward to this conversation. I think a good place to start then, Wes, would be to look at skills and the role of the HRD, because I know that throughout the Asia-Pac region, it continues to be a challenge to find the right skills in a period of changing customer behaviours and newly emerging business models. I know in our recent research, retaining talent and strengthening leadership capability are considered the two top priorities for senior directors. So really keen to draw more out of that. But I think before we kick off, let's just be mindful of the backdrop that we're operating in at the moment, because I think it's fair to say that uncertainty is becoming the new norm. The view across our global community is that things are likely to get worse before they get better, which means that there will be increased pressure on executives and their teams. But I think inevitably, Wesley, we are at an inflection point, which signals a change really in what is required of leadership. So keen to hear from your perspective, Wesley, what different leadership skills are needed during a period of complex change, would you say?
Yeah, look, it's funny. I think about my mom, who was a Chicago public school teacher for many years, and she talked about teaching to the test that many of her colleagues are doing. So there's typically a standardized state or national test. And so a lot of the teachers were teaching to this test because they believed that it would provide them a good outcome. But the problem was that they were too focused or too narrowly focused. And so even though they may have done well in the test, they weren't given the opportunity to build critical skills, thinking outside the box. and building up capability that would allow them to look at other tests or other circumstances in a much broader light. And so I think the same thing can be said about leadership skills. I think every crisis seems to want to have a specific skill set. And I believe that's probably not the way to look at it because that's probably too narrowly focused. So we need to think broader because as you talked about this new normal, the new normal is, you know, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. And so the skill set required needs to cut across all of that, in my mind, as the new business normal. And so there are a number of leadership skills and capabilities that I think are far more transformative. And so the capability that we need to build, again, being as business usual as opposed to specific crisis, because businesses tend to focus, you know, on a crisis of, you know, we aren't able to grow. And so we need someone who has specific leadership skills around growth, or we need to look at other businesses to acquire. So we want to look at people who have specific skills around mergers, acquisitions, and integration and restructure. And again, for me, it's more broad. So we need to think about skills like decision-making. We need to think about skills around objective truth-telling. We need to think about skills around problem mindset, around sharing authenticity, around, you know, a number of skills that are cut across these areas, as opposed to thinking about this in kind of the vacuum-sealed concept of a crisis. Because again, all of these things are the new business normal. And so the only thing that's going to change is around the speed, probably the stakeholder group, and the impact that all of these things have on a business and obviously leadership as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Thanks, Wesley. And I mean, there's some key themes there: volatility, ambiguity, stronger decision making. I'm sure we'll pick back up on those as we go through this conversation.